The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence in this first Sunday of the year 2024-2025. To God alone be all the glory. Our New Year Thanksgiving officially is next week, but we know that in this service, which we call the blessing service, and the blessing is already being released, and it will get to you in the name of Jesus. Though we are going to take some Thanksgiving today, we have some baby dedications to do. Next week we'll take some other dedications and wedding Thanksgiving and all that. And I know that the blessings of the Lord will never cease in our midst in the name of Jesus. Securing increased blessings via prayer and fasting. Securing increased blessings via prayer and fasting. Just concentrate and keep your focus. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Everybody wants increased blessings. Everybody wants to advance in blessing. I've never seen anybody that says that I don't want to increase in blessing, or I don't want to increase in progress. Everybody I know wants to increase in blessing. And you will increase in blessing in the name of Jesus. You are blessed already, and you increase in blessing in the name of Jesus. And one of the major things that brings you into increased level of God's blessing is prayer and fasting. We have been on the fast. Today is the fourth day in this increase on all sides fast. So quickly this morning, what is prayer? Prayer is special communication with God that touches his heart to act in your favor. Prayer is special communication with God that touches God's heart for him to act in your favor. Number two, what is prayer? Prayer is a spiritual exercise that enhances our relationship with God. Prayer is a spiritual exercise that enhances our relationship with God. Number three, what is prayer? Prayer is prompting by the terrestrial for celestial intervention. Prayer is prompting by the terrestrial for celestial intervention. That is, prompting by the earth for heaven to intervene. That's prayer. Prompting by the earth for heaven to intervene. Prayer is terrestrial, prompting by the terrestrial for the celestial to intervene. Now, what is fasting? Fasting is denying oneself food, water, and the comforts to access the mind of God. Fasting is denying yourself food, water, and comfort to access the mind of God. Fasting is very important for any believer that is going to experience increase. If increase is your desire, this matter of prayer and fasting must not be underemphasized. Looking at the scriptures in Genesis chapter 25, verse 29 to 34, particularly the story there of a guy called Esau. The story is between Esau and Jacob. This guy came back one day and said, I'm very hungry and I'm at the point of death. Give me food or else I will die. Then his brother said, if you want me to give you food, no problem. I will give it to you. But you have to lose your birthright. You will lose your increase. He said, increase. What was increase? Forget fashion increase, my friend. Leave increase alone. Just give me food. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point of to die. What profit? What's the profit of birthright to me at this point? What is the issue of birthright to me at this point? I'm talking of my stomach is empty. And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him and sold his birthright unto Jacob. You will never sell your birthright in Jesus' name. I say you will never sell your birthright in Jesus' name. Please note the following concerning the matter of prayer and fasting. No believer should take any meaningful step. That's A. No believer should take any meaningful step without prayer and fasting. Because there's always a remarkable difference between when you took a decision with prayer and fasting and when you did not. Looking at Acts chapter 13, verse 2 to 3, Acts chapter 13, and as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, can you see that? The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called him. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. They made the decision on disciples and they made the correct decision. Before that time, when they made the decision, they made the wrong decision because they only casted lots. But here, they made a decision based on prayer and fasting. So every believer must not make any remarkable decision without praying and fasting. Number B, B thing to note is God wants us to pray. God wants us to pray. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So God wants us to pray. Whatever God has not done is proof that man has not asked. Anything God has not done is because man did not ask. Everything you ask, God wants you to pray. If you can pray, he will answer. And there's somebody here today, as you pray in this fast, God will answer you. See, if you must receive from God, prayer is vital. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. As you ask, you will receive. As you seek, you will find. As you knock, the door shall be opened unto you. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? D. Those who refuse to pray become victims in life. Those who refuse to pray become victims in life. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom to devour. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. So everyone that refuses to pray has a very terrible consequence. Refusal to pray has terrible consequences. Those who refuse to pray become victims in life. E. Thing to note about this matter of prayer is that it is with prayer that we enforce the will of God in our lives. It is with prayer that we enforce the will of God in our life. That daughter of God shared her testimony this morning from Canada. She said, in December, I declared that God will bless and answer all their expectations as we journeyed on. And then God intervened because she also went ahead to pray. That what the servant of God has said, God, make it come to pass. And then as we stepped into the new year, she received her job. So when whatever it is that you want is possible on the platform of prayer. Somebody say it loud, amen. It is with prayer you enforce the will of God in your life. So whatever God has declared, whatever his servant has declared, you enforce it as you pray. You enforce what God has said. You enforce what God has declared as you pray. F. Thing to note is that not praying is an act of irresponsibility and a show of unbelief. Refusal to pray is an act of irresponsibility. Refusal to pray is an act of irresponsibility. And it shows that you don't believe. You don't believe that there's a brighter future. You don't believe that something great is going to happen. Refusal to pray is an act of irresponsibility and a show of unbelief. Refusal to pray is an act of irresponsibility and it's a show. If somebody doesn't pray, definitely it shows that the person doesn't believe that God will do something in their life. If you don't pray, it shows that you don't believe that God is going to step in. G, thing to note is that prayerlessness makes a believer useless and powerless. Prayerlessness makes a believer to be useless and powerless. Without prayer, you can't tell the devil, stop there, and he will stop. Without prayer, nothing much can be achieved. Prayerlessness makes a believer to become useless and powerless. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. And lastly, H. If you don't want to be a prayer, you must develop a ceaseless prayer life. If you don't want to be a prayer, you must develop a ceaseless prayer life. For somebody here this morning, you received that spirit of prayer in the name of Jesus. What are the benefits of a life of prayer and fasting? What are the benefits? What do you gain when you pray? Is it God that gains or you are the one that gains? Who is the person that actually benefits from your prayer and fasting? Let's look at that very quickly. Number one benefit of prayer is that prayer changes destiny. Anyone who wants a positive destiny, anyone who wants the right destiny, is through prayer. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. So if you want your destiny to change, the way to go is the place of prayer. If things are refusing to change for you, but you want to ensure that they change, the way to go is to pray. The more you pray, the more things changes for the better. For somebody here today, things will change for the better for you in the name of Jesus. If you don't like the direction that your life is going, pray more. If you don't like the direction that your business is going, pray more. If you don't like the direction that things have been before now, pray more. Somebody is here today. The grace to pray the more. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, there's a story there of Jabez, whose life changed because of prayer. The Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez because I bear him with sorrow. But Jabez called on God of Israel. That is, he prayed and he said in his prayer, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. God will bless you indeed. Yeah. That thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and that he may not grieve me. Evil will not grieve you. And God granted him that which he desired. Jabez's life was not going the way he liked. Things were not going for him the way he wanted it. The Bible says he cried to God. He called on God. And God granted him his desire. In this fast, God will grant you your desires. I say in this fast, God will grant you your desires. No matter what it is that is not going on well in your life, it begins to go well from now on. Number two, benefit of prayer. Prayer meets your needs and opens doors. One of the work of prayer is for doors to open for you. Prayer opens doors. Get ready for new doors. I say get ready for new doors. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 to 8, Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, they say, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. I pray for you as you knock in the place of prayer this time, it will open for you. Door of progress, we open. Door of blessing, we open. Door of testimony, we open. Door of promotion, we open. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? I have some other examples here, but because of time, let's move very fast. Number three. Benefit of prayer is fulfillment of prophecy. Fulfillment of prophecy. No matter what God has said about you, you can never see the prophecies fulfilled until you will pray. Because prayer enforces prophecy. Prayer enforces prophecy. No matter what it is that you have been that has been declared on you, you will be great. You will feed nations. You will do well. Your children will bless you. You will do well. You will excel. No matter what it is that you have heard as a prophecy, it comes to pass as you pray. Prophecy is every word of God in the Bible that concerns you. And these prophecies come to pass easily when you pray. 1 Timothy 1 verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou mightest war. Thou mightest what? You must war. You war to see prophecies fulfilled. When a declaration is made concerning you, you just don't go and sit down. And you are taking five alive. If you go and sit down and take five alive, the destiny of that person might not be alive. You have to go back and say, what they said about me in the morning, I must enforce it in the day. That's what prayer is about. That's why when you are in church like this, you are attentive to receive your prophecy. Then you now go back and war with that prophecy. In the place of fasting and prayer, that what they have declared, that this womb will carry children, it must carry children. What they have said, that I will get married this year, I must get married this year. What has been said, that I'm going to be a first class student, it must happen this year. What has been said, that I'm going to do well in life, it must happen this year. What they have said, that my business will increase, it must increase this year. That's how to do it. You war to see prophecies fulfilled. You don't want to see prophecies fulfilled that you stay in front of Netflix. You war to see prophecies fulfilled. Not that you sit down in front of Al Jazeera and you are saying you want prophecies fulfilled. Prophecies are fulfilled as you war in the place of prayer. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. So take God's word in the area of your expectation and war with it. Some people just think that Christianity is just about play, or about we just come, we just play. You have to war. Now, let me show you something in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24. Look at this. He says, rise up, rise ye up, take your journey, pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thy hand Sihon the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. I have given you the land. He said, contend in battle. So everyone that will see prophecies fulfilled must be ready to contend, or you are detained. Somebody here today, receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. It is your right to be blessed, but this can only happen as you remain violent. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. And from days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. You are taking your increase by force in the name of Jesus. So no contention, no possession. Everything God has said to you, you have to contend in the place of prayer and fasting to enforce it. Every blessing that God has prophesied for your life, you have to contend in the place of prayer and fasting to assess it. And I see you assessing it today. I see you assessing it today. what God has said to you since this fast started the last 3 days, you will access it in the remaining few days. Say a louder amen. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. What is the benefit of fasting and prayer? Number 4, to live a consecrated life. Fasting and prayer allows you to live a life of holiness. Somebody say a life of holiness. Somebody say a life of holiness. Matthew 26 verse 41. Matthew 26 verse 41. He said, watch and pray. Watch and what? That ye enter not into temptation. That the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit wants to serve God, but your flesh wants to do something else. Your spirit wants to continue to live a holy life. Your flesh wants you to go and do something that is not right. Your spirit wants you to live alcohol-free, sin-free, pornography-free, speaking evils-free, but your flesh wants you to do everything plus more. It's with prayer and fasting that you suppress those tendencies. No one can live a holy life without a life of prayer and fasting, because some things will fight for you to remain in sin. The flesh will fight. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit, you in particular, you want to live a very holy life, but your flesh is saying no, you cannot live a holy life. So it is with prayer and with fasting that you enforce that ability. Somebody say a loud amen. It is with prayer and fasting you enforce that, you fight. You fight ungodliness. You fight sin with prayer. You fight the tendency to be into iniquity. You fight it in the place of prayer and fasting. You suppress the flesh. You elevate the spirit. 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 And that's why people that find it difficult to fast, they are already attracting a life of sin. Because it becomes so easy to sin when you don't fast. The conscience becomes dead gradually. Gradually, what you normally see as sin will not become sin again, because fasting circumcises your heart. Fasting and prayer circumcises your heart. When you see something that is not even, no, this is not right. Nobody preached to you. Nobody spoke to you. But because your heart has been brought under the subjection of the Holy Spirit. For somebody here this morning, receive that grace to be able to fast and wait on the Lord in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. In the remaining 8 days of this fast, receive that grace in the name of Jesus. I told you many years ago, especially while I was in university, I didn't really like fasting. At least at the initial stage, I didn't like fasting. I didn't like fasting at all. I remember in those days when they called us to fast, I was like, oh, fasting. But as I began to grow in the spirit, I saw that this thing is very gainful. It's very useful. The purpose of fasting is not God that we gain. It's not my parents or my husband or my wife that we gain. I'm the one that we gain. Because I will draw nearer to God. James chapter 4 and verse 8. When you draw near to me, I draw near to you. So when we draw near to God, we are able to get the best of God. Somebody is here this morning. You are getting the best of God in the name of Jesus. As you draw nearer to God, God will be hearing your prayers per second and per minute in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say a loud amen. Amen. Say a loud amen. Amen. After this fast, sin will become distasteful to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will hate evil from today in the name of Jesus. Amen. I say you will hate evil from today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say a loud amen. Amen. Number 5, benefit of fasting is facilitates growth of God's kingdom. Fasting always facilitates the growth of the kingdom of God. The more we fast, the more we are able to bring forth the growth, the expansion, and the development of God's kingdom. Somebody say it loud, amen. Amen. The more we fast, the more we are able to allow people's spiritual life to grow. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth, until Christ be formed in you. So you want Christ to be formed in people, then you fast. You want your husband to be saved. You want your wife to be saved. You want your community to be saved. You want your nation to be saved. Then you must fast. The more you fast, the more you are able to grow God's kingdom. Every man or woman that wants to ensure, that has a heart for the kingdom of God, must fast regularly. The general fasting here is Wednesday, but we start our fasting before Wednesday, minimum of Tuesday. And our prayer is not, God, give me pepper. God, give me clothes. God, please help me to be able to buy something. Our prayer is, oh God, bless these people. Give them a heart for you. Let their heart pant after. Let them love you. Do not let sin kill them. Do not let the wicked have a plan in their life. And this has been on for as long as I can remember. Fasting brings about the enlargement of God's kingdom. There is somebody here this morning. As you engage in this fast, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I see you drawing closer and closer to God in the name of Jesus. I see you drawing closer and closer to God in the name of Jesus. Number six, benefit of fasting is fasting brings about destiny protection. Brings about destiny protection. Isaiah 58 from verse 6. Or let me start from verse 5. Isaiah 58 from verse 5. Is this not the fast I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul. Is it to bow down your head? Let me go to verse 6 because of time. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness and to undo heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free. That's part of the purpose of fasting. Fasting leads to the breaking of chain of oppression. Maybe you are the kind of person that they used to come and sleep with you in your dream. Or they used to come and give you food in the dream, in the night, as if you did not eat the night before. The night before, you ate so much. You ate so much. And at the same time, they still came to give you food again. Fasting breaks oppression. You are due for promotion. Somebody sat on your promotion. And even told you, I'm the one behind your problem. Or you are from a family where there are many wives. And some of the wives say that your mother's children cannot dominate their own children. Then they took your name somewhere. So your life is not going smoothly. It's with fasting you break all this chain. You are a lady. You are very beautiful. Even your friends that are seemingly are not as beautiful as you are, they are making progress maritally. It's as if nobody wants to see you. It's with fasting that you break the yoke. If you are lean, because of this, the fasting, when your glory comes, you'll be fat again, if it's fat you want. By the time you drink condensed milk for some days, and you take a lot of suya, and you take a lot of biggie cola, and all those things, you'll be fat. You'll be so fat, Seth, that they have to expand the door for you if you want. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I'm not recommending that anyway. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is with fasting you end oppression. If people are cheating you, if people want to cheat you, they want to ride you, it's with fasting you judge them. And in this fast, those who are already cheating you or doing evil against you, God will judge them. Anybody against you and I, be expecting God's judgment in the name of Jesus. Say a loud amen. Quickly this morning, ladies and gentlemen, how do you get your prayers answered? When you fast and you pray, how can you get your prayers answered? We'll take this very quickly. before we begin to pray. How can I get my prayers answered? Number one, be born again. John chapter 3 and verse 3. If you want your prayers answered, be born again. Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." It is like saying he cannot get his prayers answered. If you want your prayers answered, be born again. If you want your prayers answered, be born again. If you want your prayers answered, be born again. If you want your prayers answered, draw closer to God. And this morning, I see somebody drawing closer to God in the name of Jesus. I see somebody's prayer being answered. If that person can hear me, shout a big hallelujah. If that person can hear me, shout a big hallelujah. Be born again. Submit yourself to God. Give your life to Him completely. Give your life to Him totally. And then that is the matriculation to the school of answered prayers. Somebody that is ready for that, shout a big hallelujah. How to get your prayers answered? Number two, be specific about your needs. Mark 10, 46 to 52. Mark 10. They came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side and he was begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Hey, you are praying too much. You are shouting too much. He said, but he cried more, a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still. Jesus will stand still because of you today. Amen. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Say, this guy, your prayer this year is very serious. I must attend to you. That will be somebody's testimony. As you pray in this fast, God will attend to you. Amen. And they called a blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he's calling thee." And he cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, this is where I'm actually going. Why are you really praying? "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. The question is that Jesus must have noticed that he's blind. Or maybe he was too aggressive. The way he ran towards the voice of Jesus, it was not so obvious that he was blind. But I can tell you, when somebody has been blind for a long time, it will be obvious because the eyes must have been probably gum or stuck in, they must have stuck together. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? But Jesus still asked him, "What is your prayer?" Some of us, our prayers are too ambiguous. He doesn't have understanding. He doesn't really have specifics. In this prayer, that's why we said, write your own expectation. Be specific. Be specific. "Father, I want a female child. Father, I want a male child. Father, I want to get married by September 2025. Father, I want you to help me to complete this project on so place. Father, I want you to assist me to heal me. I am tired of sickness and weakness." These are specific prayers with the specific name of what you want. As you become specific today, your prayers will receive quick answers. I say your prayers will receive quick answers. I say your prayers will receive quick answers. Number three, how to get your prayers answered. You must be sincere in your request. James 5:16. James chapter 5. Say, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much." You must be sincere in your request. Your request must be sincere and it must be done fervently. It's not a prayer you are doing that it's as if you are whispering to somebody. The prayer must be done in such a way that you say it so loud that God must hear you by force. It's as if you are trying to tell him that as if he's there, he's trying to hear you. I pray for you today as we pray this morning and in the rest of this prayer and fasting, God will hearken to you speedily. I say, God will hearken to you speedily. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number four, how to get your prayers answered. You must have the right intention and motive. If you want your prayers answered, you must possess the right intention. James chapter 4 verse 3. James 4 verse 3. He says, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Anything you are asking that will not glorify God can get answers from God. Any prayer point that will not bring honor to God, anything you just want so that you can show that you are bigger than another person, or you can show that you are superior to another person, your prayer request must be something that will bring glory to God. That's why when that lady asked for her son Samuel, immediately she asked God hearken to her voice, because Samuel was going to bring answers. That's Anna. Samuel was going to be was going to be beneficial to the kingdom of God. Anything you are asking God that will not bring benefit to the kingdom of God is a risk. So when you are asking God something, think about it. This thing I'm asking God, will it bring God glory? Will people thank God? Ah, it's God that did this thing. Well, anything that won't bring God glory, anything that is like an oppressive kind of thing, or anything that looks as if you want to make somebody cry for you to smile. You know, some people are like that. They want you to cry, then they will smile. No, that's not how you get your prayers answered. You don't get your prayers answered by destroying somebody's life and then making your own life okay. No, you do get your prayers answered by making sure that whatever you are asking for benefits others. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. So you must have the right intention and motive in asking for something. You are talking to a lady, and then she didn't say yes to you. She said yes to somebody else. Now she's married. You are now praying to God that, God, I still need this person as a wife. What kind of prayer is that? Do you want the husband to die? You have already asked her out. She said no, that I have somebody else that I'm dating. And then you now put it on your request that, God, this year, this so-so-so person must be my wife. How do you want to do it? That one is gone. It's past tense. That one is gone. So just forget it. You are just friends now. If the person wants to be your friend, just move on with your life. Life is full of ups and downs. So don't bother yourself. Move on. It's only somebody like God that doesn't exist. It's only God that you cannot find his kind. Anybody you see, there is still somebody better than them somewhere. So don't feel that if I don't marry her, I will die. You don't die, self. You don't die because you did not do the right thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. You will not die in Jesus' name. I say you will not die in Jesus' name. I say you will not die in Jesus' name. So you must have the right intention and right motive. You say, God, I want money. But the motive for your having money is so that at least minimum of 10 girls will be under your control in Ilorin alone. In Abuja, 3. In Lagos, 3. Port Harcourt. You have them everywhere. Almost all the schools, including College of Education, University, Poly, College of Technology, and College of Education. All the major institutions. God will say, this kind of prayer cannot be answered. You that I'm just giving you a few thousands, and the girls on your street cannot have peace. If I now give you millions that you can control 4, 5, 6 cars, you drive car that the color is with your suit. You know, there's some people like that. When they want to go out with red clothes, they will wear red, they will drive a red car. When they want to go out with a black, wear a black clothes, they will go out with a black car. They exist, if you don't know. Praise the Lord. Somebody's level, we exceed that one. Somebody's level of greatness, we exceed that one. In the name of Jesus. Though I don't really see any need for you to match the color of your car with the color of your clothes. It's not. You see, what matters in life is your impact. That's what matters in life. If you drive different colors, you have pink color, red color, orange color, black color, white color, yet your impact is not felt anywhere. Even people that are directly related to you, they cannot feel you at all. Then there's a problem. But let's go on quickly. We are talking this morning about how to get your prayers answered. Number one, be born again. Number two, be specific about your needs. Number three, you must be sincere in what? Number four, right intention and what? Motive. Number five, where we stop because we need to pray this morning. Your request must be in line with God's word. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. This is the confidence that we have, that anything we ask, anything we seek from him, he will answer us. That will be your testimony. If you want your prayers answered, ask. That's why on the second day, we're taught on increase via the word. If you really want increase, the word must not be far away from you. If increase is really your desire, the word must not be far away from you. Because the word is the master place for it. This is where you locate what God has said. Aside from what God has said through his servant, you yourself, you sit down, you flip the pages and study and note it. It is based on those things that you pray. You pray to God based on your discoveries from the scripture. I pray for somebody here today. The grace that is needed to be able to study, receive that grace in the name of Jesus. And as we continue in this fast, the strength required, the grace required, the power required to be able to do well and to excel in this fast, receive it in the name of Jesus. Like I said yesterday, we are shifting to a new level from today and of course tomorrow in this fast, because we are moving into another week. And we are trusting God that this week will be very drastic and the help of God will be available to us more than before in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? But before we begin to pray this morning, I believe that one of the major things that will help you and I to get the best out of our prayers is to reconnect to God. Praying to God without first connecting to God is a struggle. There's no relationship. If you really want your prayers answered, the first thing, if you want your request answered, the first thing is to amend your relationship. You can't just bombard God in the place of prayer. You must first make your ways right. All heads bowed. Right now, I want to pray for anyone and everyone right here at the Praise Tabernacle and those who are watching us from different centers. You are saying to me this morning, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to God. I want to submit my life and my heart to God. Please pray with me. Anywhere you are right now, please rise. I want to pray with you. Just where you are standing, I want to pray with you. Also, you are here, you want to rededicate your heart to God. That is, you've been born again, but you just slipped up a little bit and you want to rededicate your heart to God. Just where you are, I want to pray with you. God bless you. Stand very quickly. Online, on ground, anywhere you are right now, I want to pray with you. You want to break an addiction? You want to say no to a particular lifestyle? You want God to come into your life afresh? I want to pray with you now. Into my heart, into my heart.
Into my heart.
Yes.
Into my heart. Come into my heart.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
As the song is playing,
come,
your mind is telling you, let the pastor pray with you this morning. Let him pray for you this morning. Give me the opportunity to do that for you this morning.
Come in.
and the Lord will bless you.
Into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Also, you want to break an addiction? You want to say no to a particular lifestyle? You want God to help you, assist you, favor you? I want to pray with you right now. In the name of Jesus, come into my heart. Very quickly before I pray. One, there's no way you can be outstanding except you stand. Every one of us at one time or the other has to stand for Jesus. God is calling you this morning. My son, my daughter, come to me. Let me bless you. Let me show you the way of increase. Let me help you. Let me transform your life. Let me assist your life. As you stand this morning, the Lord will bless you. Also, you want to break an addiction? You want to stop a particular lifestyle? Smoking, drinking, alcoholism, masturbation, anything that is a sin that your heart, your conscience is telling you this is not right. I want to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. We'll take that song one more time before I pray.
Come
into my heart. Come in to stay. Come on, sing.
Come in.
Don't be the last person. God bless you. Don't be the last person. I'll pray with you where you are standing. Just before I pray, where you are seated, your conscience is telling you, let the pastor bless you. Let him pray with you. Or you are here, you don't have a particular spiritual birthday. You say you are born again, but which day? You don't know the day. Today is that day. Today is the day. The 5th of January 2025 is the day. And as I pray with you this morning, the Lord will bless you. Two, I'm about to pray. Those who are in other locations, please, ushers, locate them, and the Lord will bless you. In Jesus' name. Now stand and raise up your right hand. You want to give your life to Jesus. You are on your feet already. Please stand and lift up your right hand and say after me, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. As your son, as your daughter, have mercy on me. Afresh this morning, I declare you as my Lord and the Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for showing me your mercy. Blessed be thy name in Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank you for these ones online and on ground and in all our connected churches. Please bless them, strengthen them, write their names in the book of life, help them to please you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.